Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. Track it down. Ross Tucker expected to join us in a moment or two. Oh, we got Ross. Great. Of course, everybody knows Ross Tucker. He's going to be on the Westwood 1 Call of Commanders Eagles this weekend, NFC title game. You can give him a follow at Ross Tucker NFL. He's got the Ross Tucker podcast. Ross, did you ever think you'd be coming on with us to talk about the Commanders in the NFC title game?
Not this year, I didn't. No. definitely not. But I am very, very glad to be doing so. I mean, I saw you guys in November, and I thought it was a nice story, and I'm not surprised that they made the playoffs and all that, but no, I was not expecting this. I am absolutely thrilled for everybody listening right now because I know what it's been like over the last 20 years, and I know how long they've waited for this. It's awesome.
Ross, when you look at this team now and the stretch down the end and the two games in the playoffs, what is different about them now than you saw when they played against Philly up there on the Thursday night game?
Yeah, good question. I think they're better. I think they're better probably both sides of the ball. I think certainly, you know, on offense, I think Deami Brown has really given them something. You know, I think he's really given them something as that second receiver that they kind of were lacking earlier in the year, which is huge, right, to have that complement that they have in him. I think defensively I'm probably more impressed. I know they still give up a decent amount of points or yards or whatever, but I don't know, man. It just feels to me like they got a lot of guys playing better than they ever have. I mean, Jeremy Chinn and Frankie Louvu and Dorrance Armstrong and Fowler, and it's really a testament to Dan Quinn. They're still not a great defense, but they got a bunch of guys, I feel like, playing the best ball that they've ever played.
Agreed. On the line now is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the daily NFL podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, looking at this game, obviously Philly's really good, right? They've got a loaded roster, big, strong, fast. But Jalen Hurts, man, doesn't seem right. Now he doesn't seem right, and he seems injured. obviously the Eagles are going to want to run Saquon and run him a lot, but what do you make of the Philly pass game right now?
Tough to watch. Really tough to watch. And it's kind of crazy that there's a chance that they make it to the Super Bowl without their quarterback ever throwing for 200 yards. I mean, they might win this game without him throwing for 150 yards. You know, I mean, and you know, the credit to him is that he does not turn the football over. And with the run game and with the defense, that's the most important thing. Now, as a former offensive lineman, some of the sacks he takes drive me absolutely nuts. And I can't believe I'm watching a quarterback take this many sacks after 3 seconds of having the ball. But you got to kind of take the good with the bad with him right now. You know, he's made some clutch throws when they've needed him to. He doesn't turn it over. He's been very effective at times as a runner. And that kind of offsets some of the things he's not seeing, some of the throws he's not making, and the sacks that he's taking. You know, with this offense and this defense, he's playing winning football. The question very early in the game will be how effective he can run after this knee injury. Mm-hmm. Because if he can't run very effectively, that really changes the dynamic.
Do you think so? I know they're the better team, they're favored, but if Washington were to win, what has to happen on Washington's side?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about this a lot, obviously. I guess I feel like if they played 10 times, that Philly would win 7 or 8, probably. But certainly, I would not be surprised if the Commanders, if this is one of the 2 or 3, where they win. I mean, not at all. I think if they can play offensively the way they did in Week 16 with spreading out the Eagles, you know, maybe Quinyon Mitchell isn't playing his best because he's coming off the shoulder injury, so maybe he's not as effective. Maybe they really attack the middle of the field with N'Kobe Dean out and Eckler and Ertz can have big days in the middle of the field sustaining offense, because I do not think the Eagles are going to give up explosive plays. They just don't do that. The Commanders are going to have to go the length of the field, and it's going to have to be, I think, a lot of Ertz, a lot of Eckler, and a lot of Jaden Daniels' legs. That's the offensive part of it. Yeah, sorry. Defensively, I think just not give up the 70-yarder to Saquon. You know, people do a pretty good job of keeping him in check, but it's like he gets these big ones, and it just feels like you can almost feel it coming, and it feels inevitable. If they can just make the Eagles have to go the length of the field and not let them break a long one, I think you got a good chance.
Agreed, man. And the problem against Washington twice now is he's broken long ones. In both games, they've largely kind of slowed him down outside of the long ones, but he does that to everybody. So it's hard to think, you know, that Washington can crack some code. Talking with our friend Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Saquon's obviously Philly's biggest threat, and I think their offensive line is really, really excellent. Dude, you played in these games, Skins, Eagles, and all over the NFC East. How much, if any, impact does it make that this is a third game? And it's, you know, it's been an even split. Turnovers have pretty much dictated the story in both games.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think the second meeting is a lot more relevant than the first meeting. But I also think it's more relevant for multiple reasons. One of which is that, you know, I think the Eagles are not real happy about losing that game down there in D.C., you know, in Maryland. I think that they're, you know, they don't really think that they should have lost. I think they probably think they only lost because Hurts got hurt, but they also don't like that they gave up that many points. I mean, that's the only team that really put up points like that on them since the bye. So I don't know if any of those guys have said it publicly or not, but I think they're kind of glad they're playing the Commanders. I think they're kind of glad that they get to show that that game was a fluke, that that's not who they are, and that they can kind of make up for it. I think that's a very, very real thing in this game, is to kind of get back at the Commanders for that game from a few weeks ago.
I understand that mindset, but the Commanders had 5 turnovers, and they were still in that game. And that, to me, says if they don't have 5 turnovers, how many points can they score it in? So I believe as much as the Eagles can feel like they shouldn't have scored that many, the Commanders should be thinking we can put more points on them.
Totally agree. And then the question is, what about if the Eagles had Hurts and they were moving the ball more, and they were putting up touchdowns, you know, how that would have affected it. I got to tell you, it's one of the craziest things. I mean, we could go through it, but, like, there are not very many Commanders that would start for the Eagles.
It's crazy.
There just aren't. There just aren't. However, the quarterback would. You know what I mean? Like, the quarterback would. And I'm just telling you right now, if the Commanders win the game – with, like, having 2 or 3 guys that could start for the Eagles, maybe 4, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5. But then I might quit the sport because the quarterback position is just too important then. I mean, it's just, like, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable how important that position is, that a guy might be able to overcome that type of talent deficit and deficiency, which, by the way, would make me so excited for the Commanders in future years, because I got a lot of faith that Adam Peters is going to continue to stock the roster with guys the next couple years, and then the talent level could be closer. I mean, like, if you look at the Commanders' O-line compared to the Eagles' offensive line, it's not even close. Not even close. I mean, it's super impressive. Super impressive. It's really a testament to Jane Daniels and Dan Quinn that they are in this position that they're in, because it feels like it's a year early, but I wouldn't be surprised if they win at all. I mean, with the confidence and the belief they have, and, you know, here I am talking about the Eagles wanting to get the Commanders back. The flip side of that is the Commanders have no fear. Commanders just beat these guys a month ago. They know they can do it. They prove they can do it. I'm sure they believe they're going to do it again, and they might.
It's crazy. Ross, I know you got a boogeyman. I appreciate you making time
for us.
It's going to be a fun weekend to watch this game.
I can't wait. I'm going to be on the sideline. So for everybody watching, I usually go on the away team sideline because there's less people and because that's where the TV cameras are facing. So anybody runs out of bounds or anything, look for me to try to get gratuitous TV time. You got to follow me at Ross Tucker NFL to see what I'm wearing. But I literally text my wife and my mom every game I'm on sideline, because that's the only fun for them is to watch and see if they can see me on the sideline. So I try to get as much TV time as I can.
All right, we'll be looking for you there, brother. We'll be watching for you. I'll see you up there.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bro. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the the Ross Tucker Football Podcast daily on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And B, I think he's really being fair. Like, we can be unbiased about this and recognize how good Philly is.
Yes.
But Washington just has something working.
Something working with
them. It's Jaden driving it, but there's a lot more to it. You know what I mean?
I've been told a long time ago, when people start talking, and I think that this happens to a lot of people that work in our profession. We look at talent, and we always talk about how great a team is because of the talent. Talent only don't win games for you. If you got a guy that just have a little less talent, but he works a lot harder than that guy with more talent, he can beat that guy's ass. Okay? And what you have to understand, this is a well-coached team with a bunch of hungry people, and they're not resting on their laurels. So a lot of talented people, they rest on their laurels, and we'll see what happens.
I mean, I also think when we talk Sirianni versus DQ, to me it's pretty apparent, like, if Sirianni's the one with the loaded roster and the other team, what did Ross say? And I don't necessarily agree with this, but he said three or four players on Washington could start for Philly. Shouldn't the coach with the loaded-ass roster be running through this thing?
Yeah.
That tells me a lot,
yeah,
frankly. I think you've got an elite executive in Howie Roseman and putting teams together, but that doesn't necessarily – I just don't know with Sirianni. And, I try to tell me his record, because his record's really good. But I don't know. It's pretty fascinating. I think, you know, Philly's really good. Not trying to discount that. Dude, we haven't had a moment to circle back to this. The people in Philly being mad at Josh Harris makes zero sense. And I frankly think
they're mad because he bought this football team
and they
made
good.
It better.
Yeah.
And let's be real. Philly, the Eagles run Philadelphia.
Right.
And they're like, well, damn, he come in here and bought this team to make them better and compete against us? That's what they're mad at.
I agree.
And you know what? Who gives a damn?
The NFL teams in every city run the city. Maybe, who would you say? Maybe the Lakers, maybe the Knicks or something. But in general, I think there was maybe the Yankees in New York and the Lakers in L.A., but those are pretty unique examples. I think you're totally right. If you look at how he's run the Sixers, mm-hmm. That's a dream owner. They spend money like
they
crazy.
They spend money.
They're always trying to hire new coaches. He talked about the stuff on the edges, the margins. They spend money on all that stuff. Hyperbaric chambers, whatever these players claim they need, they get. It's
not his fault that he got some players on his team that don't like to play. Say it like that.
Dude, are you ready? It sure seems like coming in on a new head coach.
Who?
They could pick anybody on the planet. It's Dallas, Jerry Jones, oil money, baby. All. Glory hole. Who do you think they got?
That's what I'm asking you.
It's not a done deal. But it looks like they're going to land the big fish, B.
Who's the big fish? Deion?
No, the big fish. The biggest. Think big. Think broad.
The old quarterback?
Brian Schottenheimer.
Jerry control him.
Oh, good luck with that. All right, here's what I want to do. We're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn. Because the NFL has taken control of the media sessions now, you get a lot more availabilities. You get to hear from Cliff. You get to hear from DQ. Mm-hmm. Matthew Berry going to join the program at 1 o'clock. That should be a lot of fun. Peter Rosenberg joining us at 1:30. I think Peter now has a one-week-old baby. Maybe a 9-day-old baby. And we all know what her middle name is, Jaden. That's going to be a lot of fun to talk to him about the new world that he's brought a child into, where all they know, like, friends of ours, Jay and Chuck, they each had another baby. Those babies are undefeated in their Redskins fandom.
All right.
It's a new world, man. Things change fast. When we come back, you'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury. Nobody go anywhere.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.